It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's a compelling image. A purple sky, a deep purple lake, dark green tree line, and the snow-capped peak of Mount Rainier. The image was captured in a time-lapsed video by Pittsburgh native Matthew Diederich. After turning the video into a photograph, Diederich's image was chosen to appear on one of 16 forever stamps created this year to celebrate the National Park Service's 100th anniversary. He joins us now by phone to talk about the photograph and how it was chosen. Matthew Diederich, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
My pleasure. Thank you guys for having me.
What led you to the spot where you took this photo or this video that was turned into a photo last summer?
Oh, that's a great question. So there's that lake, Mount Rainier, it's called Reflections Lake, aptly named. Photographers always try to go in there in the mornings to catch Mount Rainier standing still in the lake. Just a few miles down from where I was working, I knew it was a great location to try to face north. That's the direction that the northern lights were coming from, the aurora that night. So I wanted to get a shot of those northern lights over the mountain. So it was definitely a great spot that combined water, the mountain, and the tree line.
And it had to be a perfect kind of weather, right? You couldn't have any wind because then the water would ripple and rain would cause problems as well, right?
certainly. So there's actually, the cool thing about that photo was there's actually fog. So it's a compilation of about 200 images, and there's fog on the lake, so it essentially still blurred the water, but it kind of gave it a very otherworldly appearance.
So this was a plan. Obviously you can't control the weather, but it doesn't sound like there was a whole lot of serendipity here.
Well, I think there still was. The fact that I was living on the mountain, you know, every night that was clear after I would work, I would just go down, you know, travel around the park, drive around and take night photographs. And this was just one location that I knew I had to hurry. You know, the northern lights, they're unpredictable, and it's something that you kind of have to seize the moment. So I knew that I can't be traveling, you know, too long to try to get a perfect spot. And you know, lo and behold, this one was just down the road and served well for capturing such an iconic image that I just wanted for my own personal possession. Never thought it would turn into something so great.
And I'm sure photographers listening to this are going to want to know, what kind of camera did you use to capture this image?
Yeah, so I used a Nikon D750. It's a DSLR, but what I stress to folks are, especially young kids, is that any DSLR camera, you know, that's just a camera that you can take a lens and twist onto the body of the camera. And these newer ones, you know, cameras within the last 10 years have advanced. Any of the older technology can still capture an image just like that. It's really amazing to be able to use such fun camera equipment.
Okay, Matthew, I'm just trying to process this. You mean that you didn't use a cell phone?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. I did have folks asking me that when I would show the photo on my phone. their jaw would drop, and they, you took that with your iPhone? It's like, no, I had to correct them and be like, no, I just put the photos on my cell phone so I could show you guys, and I had to use a nice camera, but it's something that they're becoming so inexpensive nowadays that, you know, the public can really get a hold of these cameras to do the same exact photography.
And is it important maybe to remind people that cameras can still do things that cell phones cannot?
Yeah, they're being able to control everything about the photograph is the purpose of a real camera. It's it wouldn't surprise me one day if cell phones actually become usable for night sky photography. It would boggle my mind in 10 years, but it might just happen one day.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Matthew Diederich, Pittsburgh native and a man who captured an amazing image of Mount Rainier that is going to be used on a forever stamp. And we'll get to how that happened. But I want to point out to people, too, that the image of your photograph can be seen on our website. If they go to WESA.FM, they can check that out so they can see exactly what we're talking about. I described the image at the top of the segment. Would you describe the image for us and what we're seeing? I know you got into it a little bit, but You know, if someone said, okay, Matthew, 100 words, describe what you, the image that you took, how would you express it verbally?
Sure. So you definitely gave a great description of it, but the image itself, it's of Mount Rainier in the background, and in the foreground, there's Reflection Lake. So in the sky itself, it's a pink and purplish hue from the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis. And that's actually reflecting also in the lake as well, with a little bit of fog, a little bit of mist over the lake itself. And then in the sky, what kind of really jumps off at people is the stars. They're kind of like this, you know, crescent-y, U-shaped appearance. They're trailing. So as the Earth turns, the night sky rotates. So what happens is if you take numerous photos over the course of, say, 1, 2, 3 hours, you will actually get trailing in the stars. Each star will move a little bit. When you combine that in software, you'll create star trails. And it's ironically the first style of photography my astronomy teacher in North Hills High School told me to do back 10 years ago. And lo and behold, this was the first star trails image that I took. So it took me 10 years to take basically what is recommended that you start out with, but I'm happy to be able to share it with everybody.
Right. So the image is on a forever stamp. There are only 16 that were chosen for this. How did your image end up on a forever stamp?
That definitely was being in the right position at the right time. You know, I was working at Mount Rainier, and my boss knew that I take night sky photographs. I was working as an astronomy ranger, and come August, my boss sent me an email saying, we have somebody looking for possible images for a stamp in Washington. Do you have anything you can send them about the night sky? So I sent them my gallery, and they saw the one of Mount Rainier with the star trails, and they immediately, you know, yelled at me and things like that, saying they wanted it. You know, within a day, 2 days, it was, you know, finalizing, you know, this is going to be on a stamp. So I had to keep my mouth sealed, you know, since last August.
Wow.
Really amazing. So the fact that my boss passed that information on was the reason this all happened.
And so can I go up to the post office? I'm just down a few blocks here near the post office on Carson Street on the south side. Can I go there and request that stamp that has your image on it?
So these, like you said, it's a collection of 16 stamps. Uh-huh. So this year, it's 2016, it's the centennial of the National Park Service. So that collection is 16 images, and one of them will be mine. So it'll be on a sheet from what I've seen of the 16 images. So you can't get specifically mine, but you'll be able to see other amazing photographs from other national parks in addition to mine.
And I feel a little uncomfortable asking this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Are you compensated handsomely for this? Or is it just the honor of having your stamp chosen, or your image chosen?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So they compensated me just a one-time, you know, license use for the stamp back in August. So
all right, good. You don't have to give me a specific amount, but it was pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, well, it was enough, and it was enough to make me be very happy as a photographer. You know, just starting out. You know, I consider myself still an amateur, but I guess technically I'd be called professional now. But it's something I do for fun. And if it's getting the word out about protecting the night skies, you know, through my photography, that's what I care about the most.
And we've got less than a minute here, probably about 40 seconds. But I know, Matthew, that you earned a bachelor's degree in environmental science from Robert Morris University, a master's degree in geology from the University of Pittsburgh. So what is your goal for the future? How can something like this catapult your career?
Sure. So my goal is to get into hopefully working possibly with a nonprofit. You know, I love sharing my passion for the night skies. There's, you know, a huge international organization, you know, the nonprofit, the International Dark Sky Association. They're at the forefront of protecting the night skies. So if I could use kind of this experience to leverage into a position, you know, that would be amazing. Just getting the word out about protecting the night skies and educating kids. That's the goal of my photography, is to get kids involved in this, to share my love for it with them, because they're the ones that have the night sky, you know, to enjoy, and we need to protect it for future generations, because big city lights are unfortunately taking away that amazing resource from our kids.
No doubt about it. That's a whole other conversation we could have. But I've enjoyed the one we have had with Pittsburgh native Matthew Diederich, whose image of Mount Rainier has been put onto a forever stamp created this year to celebrate the National Park Service's 100th anniversary. Matthew Diederich, thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Paul.
And thank you for listening. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.